Bear Podcast 325. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And I'm doing a solo right now because Ray is in South Carolina. So I hope you guys bear with me. Get it? Bear. Okay, so in awesome news, I got the iPhone 4. It arrived June 23rd. Last Wednesday, the day before the official launch. And I was able to play with it immediately and put the case on it too. Which my friend Wayne doesn't like at all, me putting a case on my iPhone. So it is an amazing device, despite the antenna problems, which I don't really experience because of the way I hold my phone. Okay, so one of the best things about the iPhone is FaceTime. I got to try it with Wayne and Kent here in Houston, and also with Jeffrey and Michael from New York. So I got to see them naked. Well, somewhat. So FaceTime is that feature of the iPhone to actually see the person you are talking to. And it's using the front-facing camera. And it's really like, you know, I don't know if you know, if you watched Demolition Man before with Sandra Bullock. It was when Sandra Bullock was talking to that doctor or warden where they have the prisoners. And, you know, they have the front-facing camera on their tablets. So they were talking to each other. It's an awesome design device. It's pretty much like the iPhone. So when they were saying goodbye, they would say, "Be well." So maybe we should do that from now on. Maybe whenever we use FaceTime to say goodbye, we should say, "Be well." So, okay, what else has been happening this weekend? Well, it's been a crazy weekend because of Pride. But before that, it's also the FIFA. So we watched the USA versus Ghana soccer game last Saturday. It was really disappointing. USA lost, and 2-1 actually. And that 1 point was just because of a penalty kick, not an actual score, if I should say so. It's a, you know, it's I don't know. It's really disappointing, but it was fun to watch though. It's very riveting. People were screaming whenever USA gets near the goal. Anyway, okay, so this is June. Of course, what happens in the late part of June is Pride. So happy Pride, everyone. And yeah, Pride Parade, I mean. So that's what I meant. And then after that Saturday, we went to the Pride Parade in Montrose area. So I joined the Asians and Friends, Houston. And I also took some pics of the Bears there, the Bear Group, Houston Area Bears. It was, yeah, so I just expect it on the feed. I don't know, maybe I'll do some pictures or something. So it was not a very hot evening. We always do it in the evening. And our group didn't do anything fancy. We didn't do any dragons. We didn't have any dragons or we didn't do takeout boxes or Hello Kitties this time. So we just marched. We just marched with the flags of different Asian countries. So it was a fun night, and there were no hassles, and there were no protesters too. Would have been more interesting if there were protesters. So, as you can see, I'm doing this solo because Ray's is a visiting family in South Carolina, and but you know, he's there. He's having fun, I guess, with his mom and sisters and everything. But we do have an awesome show for you guys because I still get to call Ray on his phone over there. So Ray's got some interesting stories there. So. But before we get to Ray, we have an interview with Gary Moore. And he's a Bear author based here in Houston. So stick around.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey guys, this is Nard. And joining us today in this episode is Gary Moore. He is the author of Barely Obsessed. Glad to have you on the show, Gary.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and actually, it's good to see you at the parade last Saturday, and you were with the Bears, right? How did the Bears do with the float?
Actually, I think we did pretty good. We had a decent turnout. The crowds were amazing. I just, you know, I've never been in the parade before, so seeing it from this side of the barricade was quite an experience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always fun. I've been doing it for how many years? Probably 10 years now. And I've always done it with the Asians and Friends group, and we've been marching since then. I can't remember the last time I ever watched a Pride parade. I've always been marching. So it's first time for you, and you guys were wearing togas. What a way to start for you, huh?
I know, right? the theme of our float was Animal House, mm-hmm. So that's why some of us were wearing togas and others were wearing, like, you know, college wear, and that was the whole theme of our deal. And I was not really thinking I was going to be taking off my shirt and wearing the toga, but all of a sudden everybody else did, so the peer pressure was on, and guess what? I took off my shirt and put on my toga and went along for the ride. So.
Oh, there you go. Actually, it's in preparation for next year's Bear Watch, right?
So, right, correct.
It's the theme of next year's Bear Watch is Animal House. So,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, guys, go to bearwatch.net. Oh. Plug right there. I had to plug bearwatch.net. Okay, so that's the parade for you. It's actually, we're about three floats ahead of you guys. We were just walking with flags. Yeah, we didn't do anything special, but it was fun. It was fun just walking. People were screaming. All the Asians and Asian admirers, I guess, were in the crowd shouting at us. Mm-hmm. So that's good. And you guys, what happened to you guys after? Did you just disassemble the whole float, or did you guys just go home?
Well, actually, we broke off from the float after the parade. Most of the group went back to Tony's Corner Pocket, mm-hmm. and they removed some of the things from the float.
All this while you're still wearing togas.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
And it was funny because we had to. Roland and I, we got off the float at Alabama, and I was still in my toga, and so we're walking, and people are like, toga, toga. I'm like, okay, I've got to get this thing off of here.
Oh, no. That should stay. I mean, yeah, it's good that you guys are, at least it's cooler, right? Don't you think it's cooler?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of material in a toga, and, you know, it's over your shoulder and everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's I mean, right. Well, I will say there was a breeze that blew through, so I probably was cooler than some. So
yeah, that's right. So do you think I'm going to do it again next year?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm definitely going to do it next year, but I'm hoping to be more involved with the design of the float.
Oh, okay. We need more gay guys to enhance the float, I guess.
Yes, I I've already started drawing up some ideas, so I'm
that's
ready.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Well, okay, so you've been busy yourself, aside from, you know, marching and doing some work in Houston. How long have you lived here in Houston, by the way?
I moved here in December of 96.
Oh, wow. Since then you've been here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're familiar with the bear groups, and have you been to a lot of bear runs before?
Oh, yes. Actually, when I lived in Florida prior to coming here, and I went to the Bear Bust in Orlando, several of them. And then moving out here, you know, I've gone to TBRU and done quite a few things with the local bears. But I have yet to go to the actual bear event down in Galveston.
Oh, yeah, Bear Watch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, yeah. You missed that. It's the weekend before Memorial Day, so yeah, it would be nice to have you and Roland there at the at Bear Watch next year. It'd be fun. Maybe you can.
No, we will be there next year for sure.
Okay, awesome. All right, so okay, let's talk about your project, your book. It's called Barely Obsessed. It's sort of a detective story with a gay bear twist, right? Is that how it goes?
Well, actually, you know, I wouldn't call it that way, because what it is. You know, there is a murder that occurs in the book,
okay.
But it really wasn't planned to be like a true murder mystery. It's not the true murder mystery when you say, okay, you know, detective does this and gets this clue and goes here and does this. It's more or less these guys, their story, and how they end up getting involved in the investigation and, of course, end up getting themselves into some situations in the book. And but, I mean, it's all, you know, it's all the Bears, and it's all takes place in Houston. Mm-hmm. And everybody that's read the book, especially those, the Bear Men, they love it because they can relate to all the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good that you, it's rare. You know, it's really rare to have a book setting, that the story of a book in Houston. It's really rare, and I don't know of any book or any movie that is based in Houston. Yeah.
Well, oh goodness, you know what? There was this writer I remember reading. She was African American woman who wrote a story based here in Houston, and it was actually on a murder, but it was based in like 1970 or 80s. Because I remember reading a review on it in one of the magazines, but unfortunately, I can't remember her name at the moment.
Okay, so that's the wow. That's pretty much one notable book from the past that is set in Houston. It's really rare. I'm glad you did it. I'm sure if I get to read it, it's going to be more about places that I've been, I guess. I'm looking forward
it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I mentioned, of course, Montrose. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are scenes that actually occur in the Montrose Mining Company. and actually, do you remember Anita's Cafe?
Oh, yeah. Anita Bryant's. Yeah, Anita's. Yeah,
well,
Anita's.
It was in there. You know, I mean, it was there, and you know, when I wrote the book, it was still there, but of course, you know, it's changed hands, but it's in there. It plays a prominent role in the book as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which reminds me, how long was the process for you in writing this book?
Actually, this book, it probably took probably about 4 months to write it. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, we have to go through the edit and review and things like that. So it was probably over a year before the book was actually ready to, you know, to be printed.
I see. And all along you've been doing it. So it says 4 months, and then it took you a year. So who's your publisher?
I self-published through iUniverse.
Oh, okay. Oh, they provide, they give you the ability to publish it yourself. Huh? Okay.
Right, and it, you know, I mean, it's available through them. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available on my website. And I've already written two sequels to it.
Oh, yeah, I was about to ask that. So the Barely Obsessed is book one. So this is book two and book three already out? I'm getting ready?
No. Book two. No, they're not released. I've written both. As a matter of fact, I just finished the third one Sunday.
Oh, really? So, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, it's not like they're the same, because I mean it's the same guys, it's the same group of bears in all the books, but it's the second book is totally different story than the first one. Mm-hmm. It's about I guess I can talk about it. It's about one of the bears. His nephew is more or less kicked out of his home, and some adventures happen when he gets here to Houston. And you know, of course, the police get involved, and it gets pretty crazy. But of course, everything is resolved by the end of the book, so it has a happy ending. Thankfully.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. Oh, happy ending, story-wise. Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. And
not that kind of happy ending.
Yeah. Prum-pum. Okay. So, yeah, but that's nice too. That would be nice too. But it's not a sexual book. It's really a group of bears just really hanging out, and the story revolves around them. Okay.
Right. I mean, there's anybody could read this book. I mean, you could give this book to your mother, and, you know, there's nothing that would really offend her at all.
I see. Okay.
I mean, it's true to form. I don't think anybody would read it and go, oh, well, that's not really, doesn't mm-hmm. seem right. And it's no, this, I mean, you could probably read this book and go, okay, I know a guy like this character. You know, mm-hmm. I know a Paul. There's a Paul in the book. I know a Paul. And that's, you know, my friend Jim or whatever. because you'll recognize these guys when you read them, because I've taken them from, you know, being around the Bears and knowing people. I've picked character traits from different people I've known and used them in the book.
Really? Okay. Is it particularly from the Houston area Bears? I wonder.
No.
I wonder now.
No, it's. I mean, I've known guys in, you know, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
I know people from Dallas. You know, from my when I was younger in Missouri. So I mean, it's definitely not just Houston Bears.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering if it is. Then probably I know them. I would really recognize some of them. That'd be. It might be interesting. So how about the release for these two new books that you're going to... Is it going to be this year or next year? Or when do you think it's going to be out?
I can't really say because, you know, I've got to see how this first book does.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I have to... I'm fitting the bill here for everything. So when I self-publish, you know, I have to actually pay for all the work to be done and for the book to be produced.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
I can't answer that exactly when they'll be available. Hopefully, I would love to get them out as soon as possible, but, you know, I have to wait for this first book to pick up the pace and maybe sell more copies.
Yeah, it's actually, it's good that we're talking about it here, so probably our listeners can check it out also. So, you know, primarily, it's a bear show, I guess. although it's open for everyone, everyone's okay to listen to this. But we really concentrate on the bear community most of the time. Yeah. So how about yourself? Any bear runs for you? Maybe probably promote your book or just to have fun. What are you planning in the future?
Well, I don't know about the future. We were at the Dallas run this back in March.
Yeah, TBRU. And,
yeah, we actually were. We did sell the books there, and we sold a few. Probably, I mean, not as many as I would hope, but we did sell some. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Dallas store. Oh goodness, I cannot remember the name of the store. But they actually purchased three copies so they could have in the store to sell to people.
Oh, okay. That's good. Actually, it was a friend of mine, David here from Houston, who picked up one of those books in Dallas and TBRU and talked about it. And he emailed me about it also. And okay. So I guess we should have Gary in the show so we could talk more about the book. Yeah. And he finished it, really enjoyed it. So, and he said he could really relate to a lot of things because it is more mostly in Houston. It says
right. I mean, all of the locations I use, except for I create one, you know, made up place, just because I don't know of a place like this, and I needed it for the book. So it's I don't want to go into because I hate the thing is with my book I hate to talk too much about it because first of all I write the story, you know how most stories are in past tense.
Yes.
You know, the writer writes it like, you know, it happened in the past. Well, I think personally it's more fun if the story is current. If it feels like when you're reading it, it's happening now. Mm-hmm. So I write in the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
And when I want someone to, you know, enjoy the story, I want them to be able to be surprised when they read the book. And that's why I love talking about the book, and I love the story, and I love the guys. Mm-hmm. But I want people to be able to go along for this ride. And when something happens, I want them to go, oh, wow, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And that they're going right along the ride with the characters as it's happening.
Mm-hmm. So in the characters that you have, is there one there that probably one of your friends you really patterned against and he heard about it, maybe perhaps read about it and said, hey, it is me. You got me spot on. Has that ever happened to you?
No, but no. I will say that people who know me and my partner, they kind of pick up that there's two characters in the book, Hector and Victor. They're a couple, and they are kind of patterned after us.
Oh, it's more on you two. Okay.
Wow. No, just those two characters. But and it's not like, you know, I'm Victor and he's Hector. No, it's there are things that I just drew from both of us and put them in each of the characters.
I see.
Well, so, but trust me, I mean, as far as the description, not even close to, you know, what we look like for sure.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. But, okay, let me ask you about the writing in general. Do you blog yourself or?
What? No.
No. How do you feel about blogging as opposed to really writing books?
You know, I mean, blogging is just an internet thing that a lot of people seem to get into. I really just don't. I don't know why. I don't know how to really answer that one.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, it's just I don't follow any blogs. Mm-hmm. I don't do a blog. I don't know. Just, I mean, I'm sure some of them are probably really cool to read along, but it's, I guess, just not my thing.
Is that your thing? Okay. Yeah. So, well, if you ever do this, let us know. Maybe we could tell us your progress. I was thinking you would do that, but if you're...
Well,
yeah.
I have a Facebook that I kind of have just started, and I do put things on there, but it's not like I have a blog and I go on every day and, you know...
Oh, that's pretty much, I guess, mini blogging or status updates and stuff like that. That pretty much is how the world right now...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People Facebooking.
Sorry. Well, go ahead.
Okay. Am I losing you? Is somebody
calling? No, what happened is my phone, it cuts you out when I try to talk, and I can still hear you trying to talk, and I need to shut up.
No, I don't know, it's some kind of reception problem, I think. I really appreciate you being in the show, and it's great to talk about Barely Obsessed. And how can people get this book?
Well, the cheapest way probably is, as far as a real book, is to go to my website, and they can order it there and pay through PayPal. And it's www.flannelchronicles.com. Or they can go to iUniverse or Amazon.com, and they can purchase there as well, but it will be a little more expensive.
Okay. I really like the name. Was it Flannel Chronicles?
Flannel Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, when I came with the name, a lot of people were like, well, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but that sounds like a lesbian, you know. And I'm like, no. I mean, I can see that, but, you know, to me, and for the longest time in the bear community, the lumberjack look was, you know, that was the bear look. I mean, mm-hmm. flannel shirts.
That's true. That's true.
The boots. I mean, that was the look, and that's kind of what I'm, you know, going with there with the Flannel Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I got the name, and I thought it was really cool, personally.
Yeah, I think so too. I like the name, and I could already relate to it. And thinking it's more of, yeah, it is bear. I didn't think about it as lesbian, but more of a bear. You know, bears in flannel. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought too. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So thank you very much for being in the show, and hope to give us a more update on your next book.
Okay. Well, I'll keep in touch, and when it becomes available, I'll make sure and let you know.
Hello?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Maynard, what's up?
What's up? What's up? You're in the show right now.
I'm on the show? What show?
This small show that we're doing called Bear Podcast at bearpodcast.com.
Oh, I've never... Bear Podcast, what's that? What are bears?
What are bears? You should look at the mirror.
I'm not a bear.
Oh, you're a twink inside. What is it again?
I'm a twink with a glandular problem.
There you go. So how's the drive there to South Carolina?
The drive from Houston, Texas to South Carolina took for freaking ever. It was long. I don't see how you might go and drive in your car for 5 days on end. I couldn't do it. It about killed me.
We listen to a lot of music. That's what we do.
Well, me and Patrick and I, we listen to, he drove with me. I dropped him off in North Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina. So and his family picked him up, and then I drove the other 4 hours on the Myrtle Beach. But we listen to radio shows, we listen to music, we listen to an audio book.
Oh, really? You had to do everything just to distract yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, wasn't that bad. The last 4 hours, once I dropped him off and I had to do the last 4 hours by myself, it was hard because it got dark and the little night thing kept sending me all through all these small towns to get here. I'm like, well, I know there's got to be a better route than this. So.
How was your hotel, by the way?
That nasty little microphone. Oh my God! All I got to say, we got what we paid for, $45. It was no Ritz Carlton, but you know what? The bedspread had holes in it, and we just kind of picked it up and threw it on the floor. And then the sheets and stuff, they were stained. They were clean, but they just had a bunch of stains and stuff on them. I'm just like, okay, it's 2:30 in the morning. I've been driving since 7 p.m. on Friday. It was like, okay, I just gotta sleep. I just need to lay here and sleep. So I just lay down in that bed and went to sleep. And the last thing I remember before I went to sleep was Patrick saying, I hope these beds don't have bed bugs on them.
Oh, no. Well, let's hope so. So there's nothing much you can do.
Not much you can do. So anyway, he didn't sleep well because he started itching all night because he started thinking about it.
You know? Oh, poor Patrick.
So he woke me up the next morning. I was like, do we have to get up and go? He's like, yes, let's go. I got up, showered, and then we went and ate at Cracker Barrel and got on the road. So.
Mm-hmm. And how are the folks there? How's your mom?
Mom's fine. We've been out shopping all day. You know, been with her all day. So.
Oh, she missed you.
The nieces are here. The sister and the crazy brother-in-law, they're all here. And other family members are here. And the aunts. And so, got a house full.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, what else? You're there just for the holidays, just for the 4th of July weekend, right?
Yeah, I just came down here for the week. So.
For the week, wow. And it's rare for you. It's the first time I've heard of you actually going on a vacation like this. Wow.
Well, yeah. And I'm already bored.
You're already bored? Yeah, a week would do that to you, unless you're doing something.
And here's the funny thing. Mm-hmm. On the trip from Houston to Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. I kept getting on Grindr. I kept getting hanging up all the way along. So I told Patrick, I said, you know, this could have been a whole different trip had I come by myself.
Oh, there you go. That was your original plan, though, right?
well, Nurse Ratchet was originally going to come with me before she dumped me. So, so then it was just me, and then Patrick said, well, I'll see if I can get off work, or they'll let me work remote, and then I can go stay at Daddy's house and at least I'll get you to North Augusta. So we did that. So his boss approved that, and we did that. And
that is so nice of Patrick. Wow.
Yeah, he wrote it. Well, it was a free trip for him against his dad, too, so for a week. So and it was nice. And I enjoyed having someone split the time. We don't drive. And, after about 6 hours, I was just like, I just can't drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we switch out. So, but it worked out good. So.
Well, that's good. They got there safe. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sitting here in Myrtle Beach, and there's all these hot guys around.
Okay.
Just my type. We can't hook up because they're with their families, and I with my families.
Wait. These are gay guys, too?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't hook up because they're with their wives? What?
No, they're with their families.
Oh, with their families. Okay.
So.
Nice. Take pictures.
And I had a date arranged to meet one of them on the beach tonight, but of course it's storming and pouring down rain outside right now. So.
Oh, it's not meant to be. Mother Nature's against you.
I just can't get my slut on, I guess. I don't know.
not in South Carolina. Not in the Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. And he's not even from South Carolina. He's actually from Pennsylvania, so it's kind of funny.
Oh, okay. They're there for the weekend. For the week.
Yeah.
So what is there to do there?
Everything. I mean, Myrtle Beach is a beach town. I mean, it's they got putt-putt, all they got like every like half mile is like a putt-putt place. Mm-hmm. There's all kind of, you know, there's all down on the Strand, which has totally changed from when I was here 20 years ago. It's all kind of crap. They got Ripley's, believe it or not.
Ripley's, believe it or not. Mm-hmm.
They got all kinds of fun stuff to hear. I mean, they got all kind of game places. They got all kind of sporting places. I mean, they got everything.
You have gambling?
They got a medieval No gambling. Well, they have lottery, but they don't have gambling.
Okay.
So, Baptists can't gamble.
So there you go. It's not as bad. But how about the gay life? There's no gay life there, or is there?
There is no gay life.
There are no gays in South Carolina.
There are no gays in South Carolina. They all moved out of the state, apparently. So, I've got like I've downloaded the Dameron's app for this iPhone. I guess I should have paid for the pay for one, but there's nothing showing on it for put in Myrtle Beach and nothing comes up. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
But it's a very straight town. So.
Yeah.
But I was down riding on the Strand with the family the other day, and God, there are all these hot little young guys out there walking around without the shirts on, all muscular, ripped and tan, and I was just like, Lord have mercy.
So how long are you going to be there?
Probably till Thursday, and then I'm going to head back to my hometown, which is Edgefield, see my dad, try to catch up with some other people real quick, and then plan is to head out Friday night again. What we're doing is watching that storm that's coming across the Gulf, so that'll determine more when we leave or what we're doing, because we don't want to be caught in the middle of it driving. So,
mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you missed a big Pride parade here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it went pretty well. I talked to a couple friends of mine. One of them was, how did he put it? He said, I passed out at the ripcord, and I came to when they started running people out. And I asked him, I said, well, was your butt sore when you woke up?
Oh, no. They're at the ripcord, huh? So he, okay.
I said, of all the places to pass out?
Not that place. No, not at the ripcord. Okay. So how about, have you heard from our friends here, Clay or Carlos or something, or about your float? You missed it. It's a, you know, guys were wearing... togas, and I haven't posted the pictures yet, but yeah, that's pretty much the theme. You know, they're selling a bear watch for next year, so that's the theme for next year, right? So, yeah, the guys were wearing togas, and actually Gary Moore, Gary Moore, I interviewed him for about his book. Barely Obsessed, and he was there also, and he was telling us about him being forced into wearing a toga, so he had to take off his shirt there by the float. So yeah, I wish I have the chance to get to see them. However, my the Asians and Friends where I was with were about three floats away from the bears. So there's, once we get out, once we march out, I cannot run back to see the bears because, you know, we're already done.
Right behind you.
It's right behind us. So you just can't, you can't just
that's
watch.
That's how you like the bears right behind you, don't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like the bears right behind me, yeah. So that's actually, it was a fun night. It wasn't that warm. I wasn't too sweaty. And it was, there was a lot of a big turnout. There's a lot of people running around. I took some videos and took some pictures. I hope to post that very soon and see what happens to that. But it's hard to take pictures and videos if you're in the parade itself, if you're in the
it's
part. So I could only pretty much get pictures of us and just a few from in front of us, people in front of us, and from the audience or from the spectators. But all in all, it's fun. And yeah, you missed it. Sorry that you guys missed it. But yeah,
I'm not too bad about missing it because I probably wouldn't went to Pride anyhow. So.
Oh really?
No, yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I'm over the heat. I'm over being in the large groups of drunk, crazy ass people. I guess it's an age thing. I just don't want to deal with crap like that anymore. I think it's time to pass that stuff on to younger people who need to do all that crap. But
you're getting old, Ray. You're getting old.
I don't like being in the crowds. I don't like dealing with the heat and stuff. You know, bear watch is my thing. I'm gonna do that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So how's Patrick holding on over there?
As far as I know, he's doing okay. I texted him a little while earlier today, and I told him, I said, my mom's asked me twice today, if we're gonna get back together.
Oh, really?
And I told him, I said, I don't have the heart to ask if she's actually asking that. Or if she's asking, if she means John, but she can't but because of the stroke, she doesn't know what she's asking. So
oh,
he okay. laughed. He said that's pretty. He takes him back. So that was pretty funny. So mm-hmm. he was having to work today. He was having to work his work. He's having to work all week. So
okay. Wow. Hope she takes it easy. So yeah. you'll be back to you're going back to your hometown on a Thursday. And when will you be back here in Houston?
Probably sometime Sunday.
Oh, you're going to drive back Sunday? Okay. By then, we'll still be in Dallas. It's going to be a tournament for us. Every 4th of July weekend, we would go to Dallas for, our team joins the Beat the Heat softball there in Dallas, and we get to play in the D division. And our team's going. And we're going to be there, and I hope we win. So we're going to be there until Monday, since Monday is a holiday.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll be back Monday. I'll probably be spending Monday catching up on True Blood.
That's right. But, yeah, we get to watch it. I have to get to watch that. True Blood, yes. So, what else are you going to do from now until Thursday? You said you're going to be there until Thursday?
Yeah, until Thursday. Well, I actually hadn't been to the beach yet, and it's like a street over from the house. I can see it if I go out on the deck on the front of the house. I can see the beach. I just hadn't been to it. I've driven up and down by it, but I hadn't actually gone to it. So I'm actually planning on going to the beach tomorrow. But.
Are there any nude areas there? No?
No. Damn. The Baptist would not allow it. That would be
sacrilegious in South Carolina. So you'd be driving back. Well, probably I'll give you a call once in a while to check up on you guys and see what's going on. And well, that's it. So I guess I better let you go. It's pretty late there because you are on Eastern time.
Yeah, we're on Eastern time. So
you're still awake, aren't
girl,
you?
Oh yeah, I'm still awake. We just got back from dinner. We had dinner at Hooters. And if you're following my Facebook, I keep posting stuff on Facebook.
Uh-huh. I saw the Hooters thing. So how is Hooters? How's the clientele compared to here in Houston?
It's a bunch of families.
Bunch of families going to Hooters, okay?
Yeah, I was sitting going there, be a bunch of hot guys, and then I was like,
over here, there are hot guys going to a Hooters here in Houston. I like them. Yeah, the Bubba Bears coming in and out. Just here in Houston, but I don't know about South Carolina. So
yeah, but we left there, and there's the Bass Pro World or Shop or whatever they call it that was behind the Hooters. So we went to that, looked around, and if you'd like that, there's a bunch of Bubbas in there for you.
Nice.
And then we left there, and we're coming back, and my sister was like, "Let's go down the stand, let's try down the stand." I was like, "Good Lord."
Well, at least you got to shop around your folks. That'd be nice. How? When was the last time you saw them?
What, like 3 years ago?
3 years ago, okay.
Last time I was home, yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you got to visit your folks. So
yeah, that's nice.
That's good.
So, well, my nieces are big. They're just big now. They're like six. So. Mm-hmm. They're bigger girls. So. And they talk and they hold a conversation. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So are you serious? There are no gay bars there at all? I mean, there must be something. None at all?
If they are, I don't know where they're at because I can't find them. So.
Okay. You need a gay rag somewhere or Google it or something. I don't know. How about...
Well, that's the problem. I get 3G here on the phone, but I really haven't looked into it because I figured most of the time I'd be spending here. But I looked at the Dameron thing. Nothing showed up. And then... And it's Myrtle Beach. I don't know. There might be something closer to Wilmington, further up in North Myrtle Beach. There might be something up there, but I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that here, they don't advertise it that much. It would be somewhere kind of off the beaten path here, I bet. So it'd be like small town gay bar. So.
Small town gay bar. Malcolm Ingram's going to go after you. Anyway, Ray, so okay, you take it easy. I don't want to keep you too much. I know you're going to be there with your family and stuff, and I'll probably give you a call. Say hi to Patrick. I hope he's...
Okay, I'll tell him to say hello.
All right, so we miss you over here. Come back soon.
All right, see y'all next week.
All right, bye-bye. Here's an email from George. in Cleveland. He says here, hey, Nard, huge fan of the show. Thank you, George. Congrats on going to the Softball World Series. Yes, that's going to be in August. August 16th to 20th. So, just wanted to let you know that there will be a bear run that weekend in Columbus, Ohio. If you didn't have plans, it is called Bear Camp 2010 Hardball. I have to check it out very soon. Okay, so he says, I didn't know if you knew about it, so I figured I would send you an email. Well, yeah, thanks, George, for letting me know. So, don't know if you would like to have the guys on the show that are having it. So, the website is columbusbears.org. Yes, I should check it out. Yeah, thank you, George, for letting me know. I'll probably check it out. I'll be arriving there Friday night. So, it'll be late, very late, Friday night. And I'll be checking it out on Saturday. Probably drive out there wherever the event is and see what's going on. I don't know if I could register though, but still, I'll try. Let's see if we could get the guys in the show. It would be great to have them talk about Columbus. And, because I remember last year during the World Series, we were also in the World Series last year in Milwaukee. And while we were playing, there's these cute bears coming around, walking around and talking to us. Hey, come to Columbus next year. Come visit us. And even if you don't win, just come visit us in Columbus next year. So it's great for them to invite us. So there's cute bears. Maybe I'll see them again this coming August. Nice. It would be nice to see. Okay, so I would like to thank Gary Moore for joining us in the show. And also, well, Ray, of course. He's busy there with family, with Patrick. And they drove there to South Carolina. And his Grindr app on his iPhone was just going crazy. It's just funny to know about that he could have had tricks on the way. But I don't know. I guess he's concentrating on driving and keeping himself awake. So, yeah, we'll hear from Ray again next week. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Yes, and call us and we'll play the show. You haven't had any voicemails for some time now, but we still talk about the voicemail line so you guys can call. And subscribe via iTunes and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.